Heartland Hospice was the chosen charity for Tim Horton's annual Smile Cookie campaign this year, which ran from September 19 to 25, and is grateful for the support it received. The organization appreciated the efforts, dedication and hard work of Don, Aurora and Grayson Howe, the owners of Tim Horton's restaurants in the community, along with their staff, said Amanda Dowling, spokeswoman for the hospice's Public Engagement and Fundraising Committee. Furthermore, Heartland Hospice appreciated the Moose Jaw Events Center for the generous use of its kitchen to bake more than 35,000 smile cookies. It also appreciated the efforts of its volunteers, who delivered posters and pre-order forms to community businesses. We are thrilled to announce that $36,865.68 was raised over the 7-day campaign, with 100% of the proceeds going to Heartland Hospice Moose Jaw, added Dowling. A check presentation will take place Thursday, October 20, at the Warrior Game intermission. Heartland Hospice began in 2013 with Arlene Koloski. Koloski was dying, and while she could stay home in her final days, she recognized that was a privilege not everyone enjoyed. Moreover, Moose Jaw had few hospice palliative care options at that time. Hospice care happens after a person has decided to stop trying to prolong his or her life. It focuses on palliation, easing suffering and increasing quality of life. Heartland Hospice underwent a kind of reinvention in 2021 when Angela Sarita became the board chair. As of April 2021, Heartland Hospice is a registered charity, giving it new opportunities for hospice care in Moose Jaw. Its primary goal is the establishment of dedicated hospice beds at Pioneer Lodge. Pioneer Lodge renovation plans were approved as of August 2021 as a partnership with the Saskatchewan Health Authority and Ministry of Health. The project will include 3 dedicated hospice palliative beds, a family resource center with reading materials and activities for children, a holy space for the use of the whole facility, a dedicated family entrance separate from the long-term care section, a serenity garden, upon which some work has already been completed, essential palliative care training for hospice staff. The project should be completed by spring 2023.